Hello there, this is Ted Aubury. And this time, it's not bringing you Red Sands Rendezvous, it's to say goodbye. You and I have seen a lot of things happen in the last 2 years. The first commercial radio station serving Great Britain. And from midnight on August 15th, a new set of restrictions on the people of this country. It will then be illegal for a newspaper to write about pirate radios. The only subject, and I emphasize that, the only subject that it's illegal for a newspaper to write about. On August 16th, for the first time since the Middle Ages, there will be such a thing as an illegal sermon. I've just come back from the United States, where there are over 6,000 radio stations. In San Francisco, Dallas, New York, or any other city for that matter, you can have a choice of 13 TV channels or 20 radio stations. Whether you want news, pop, or sweet music, it's there. The choice is yours, and it doesn't cost you, or the government, a single penny. I would like to read you two paragraphs that cover radio in the United States. They are the opening paragraphs of the FCC rules and the NAB rules, which govern commercial radio and commercial television in the United States. Any qualified citizen, firm, or group may apply to the Federal Communications Commission for authority to construct a standard AM, frequency modulation FM, or television TV broadcast station. The second paragraph goes as follows. We believe that radio broadcasting in the United States of America is a living symbol of democracy, a significant and necessary instrument for maintaining freedom of expression as established by the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. That sounds like real democracy at work to me. The reasons that have been given for closing us all down are excuses, of course, not reasons, just political dogma surrounded by a tremendous element of hypocrisy. Do I mean by this socialist dogma? No, not particularly. There are many socialists who supported the pirates, so-called, and many who are for commercial radio. I've been a socialist all my life, up to now anyway, but I believe in freedom. Freedom to choose what we want. Freedom to work hard with real money in our pockets, not freedom to be unemployed. On one of my programs way back, I got a flood of mail because I played Land of Hope and Glory, Mother of the Free. Are we free anymore? Isn't it time to set ourselves free? Free to work hard and live well. Free to be entertained as we choose. And free from the thousands of petty and miserable restrictions that are being placed on us and placed on our lives day after day. During the war we had a slogan. Give us the tools and we'll finish the job. We need a new slogan. A new one right now. Give us back our freedom and we'll work hard. Set us free from the bureaucrats. This country, this people, have a record for inventiveness, industry, commercial success and tolerance, second to none. But right now we're carrying a burden that would make the strongest falter. To all of you who have written to me, my thanks. To all who try to help us, the thanks of all of us. Every one of us here sends you good wishes. And our hopes to be back with you someday. We'll miss you, and I hope you'll miss us. Love from Anne Carey and myself. And so, good night, and God bless. Sure.